If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. You know how much I live for the mornings that I can say good morning, Representative Maxine Waters of the great state of California. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Hello, how are you? I'm fine. How are you doing?
I miss you so much, and I'm so thrilled you took time. I have to tell you, you are a rock star. You got people so fired up because you are saying what millions of us are feeling. All these people you see in the streets. I mean, you just have been calling it out. First of all, you stood with John Lewis, and other heroes, and said, "This is not a legitimate president. He was not legitimately elected," and that's where we should start, right?
That's right. Absolutely. He had the audacity to call the judge who made the decision about placing a temporary ban on the travel he was eliminating, and he called him a so-called judge. Well, I mean, a so-called president is going to call somebody a so-called judge?
Right.
This is outrageous. It is not normal. I don't know how anybody could be satisfied with what is going on in this country and with this president. And we've got to stand up to him. We've got to fight him. And we've got to get him out of office.
Yeah. I swear to God, I stood up and cheered. We played your soundbite the other day when you said, my greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment.
That's right. That's my greatest.
But I mean, I don't even know where to start, Congresswoman. For the safety of the world, for the safety of the United States of America,
you tweeted
yesterday. I introduced legislation demanding a thorough investigation of POTUS ties to Russia and cyber attacks. We will uncover the truth. I mean, we have to start there. What can you tell us about that?
Well, here's what we're gonna. Our job really is helping to get people to show up. These protest marches and these rallies are good. They're great for putting pressure on him and helping to educate people about what he's doing. We have two committees that are going to start investigations, one on the Senate side, the Intelligence Committee, and then another committee on the House side. But we've got to make sure they are not just, saying that these committees are going to do investigations to wash over this thing and to make it look as if they are trying to find the truth. We can't trust these investigations led by the Republicans. We've got to force them to dig deep, to drill down, and to come up with the connection. I do believe there was collusion between Trump and Putin and the Kremlin. I do believe that there was collusion relative to the cyber attacks and the hacking that they have done, and the way that they undermined Hillary Clinton in support of Trump. And that is impeachable. That is what leads to impeachment. And I think it's there. I think that he and Manafort and his people have been working on this with the Kremlin for about four or 5 years.
And Comey.
Wow. And you and I...
We can't let it be pushed under the rug. Yes.
You and I know we have known each other for years, and I've seen you mad. I've not seen you as mad as when you got out of that classified briefing. And I know that there's some stuff you can't talk to us about because it's classified.
Yes.
But for you to say that really means a lot. And I think that's what all of us are feeling. And you use the right word. We don't want to whitewash. There needs to be an actual investigation here. And are you confident, though, that... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't inspire confidence in me to see Trump blowing Comey an air kiss when he saw him.
Oh,
I mean,
wasn't that something?
Yeah,
But
the FBI is sitting on information, aren't they? The public deserves to know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I saw him whispering in his ear, and we can't trust him. That's why it's so important to keep the pressure on from the outside. I'm telling everybody, show up, when you hear about something. Stay on the internet and, get with the social media and let's keep the pressure on. They pretend like it's not bothering them, but it is.
Yeah.
It is really bothering them. And that's how I think we're going to get more information and dig in deeper. I'm convinced that there's a lot there. And I don't know what all the CIA knows. I know what they've told us, but I'm not so sure that we know everything yet. And so that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, the truth has a way of coming out. But if you've just tuned in, Representative Maxine Waters is on the line with us. And for a United States Congresswoman who has seen classified information to say you believe there was collusion, people should understand if there was collusion between the Trump team and the Kremlin, that is treason. And this is somebody, I think, you know, somebody tweeted, these are unprecedented times. We're going to have to take unprecedented measures.
That's right. This is not normal. I mean, none of us has ever seen anything like this before. And this man has no decent values. I mean, I just can't even believe that there's anybody who would believe in him or trust him, given that he's shown us who he is. He's well-defined himself. He's way off the scale. He does not respect anybody. He will lie about any and everything, change from one day to the other. And I just don't know how anybody could believe in him or trust him or want him to be the president of the United States. So we've got to work it. We've got to fight.
Yeah.
I believe that we can win if we fight.
Congresswoman, it's got to hearten you like it does me to see these millions of people literally in the streets every weekend. Yeah, I mean, and you have to remember there are millions of us. We are the United States of America.
Right.
We are a diverse country. There are more of us than there are of them. And you're absolutely right. We cannot stop the fight. We got to. And you guys are leading the way. You're one of the people that always leads us.
You've always been there. You've always been that progressive voice that was out there ahead of the crowd. You've never had any fear, and you've not only been progressive, you have helped to give voice to those of us who need to get our message out.
Aww.
I appreciate you.
Don't make me cry now, Congresswoman.
Yeah, you do. Go and cry. We're going to cry. We're going to laugh. We're going to talk.
I'm not afraid because I'm not
We're going to get rid of We're going to get rid of Trump.
I'm not afraid because I'm not as smart as you are. But
yes.
Listen, I had to follow Maxine Waters speaking once at a church in South Central, and that was really a dumb decision because the church was literally vibrating after that speech. And I was like, hi, everybody. But
Stephanie,
Congresswoman,
You're great.
Oh, so you're one of my absolute heroes. I got it, but I have to ask you, we have so much to talk to you about. It's hard to get to all of it. There's so many, I mean, I don't know if you've read this HuffPost piece today, but I mean, there are obviously also people under the 25th Amendment questioning that the president is not mentally fit. This is his own White House leaking that he is mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there are a lot of folks who are saying that. That discussion is going on, and I think there's a bill that's floating that says before any president can have access to the nuclear code, that they have to have a mental examination, that they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, people are wondering about him and thinking something's wrong with this.
Congresswoman, his first act as commander-in-chief is this botched raid in Yemen where they missed the target, killed 30 civilians, a Navy SEAL, and now Yemen will not let us put troops in there to fight terrorism. I mean,
he doesn't understand our relationship to other countries. He doesn't respect the fact that we have troops that are strategically placed in different places. And he's talking to folks that we should be working with as if they are the enemy. So, I mean, yeah, this is a botched operation that they were involved in and that we lost another American life, you know?
Congresswoman, obviously you saw it was a little chilling them trying to shut Elizabeth Warren down for reading Coretta Scott King's letter about Jeff Sessions in Black History Month. It is almost breathtaking, this autocracy that this we're watching.
Well, I was absolutely shaken by that. I know that they have these arcane rules that nobody knows about until they want to use them against somebody who is saying or doing what they wouldn't want him to do. So he brought up this rule, and then the guy that was managing the chair, I don't even know who he was, after, you know, he read the rule, the guy in the chair said, sit down, go sit down. Oh, I was pissed. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't like that at all. And I know that but she'll get them. She'll get them because she's not going to stop. You know, she's strong, she's committed, she's determined, and she's going to find a way to deal with what they just did to her.
The congresswoman, they're asking for, they're begging for a women's march every weekend, and we are up to the job.
I mean,
obviously, voting rights are something that is so critical right now and so terrifying with the thought of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. A lot of my listeners want me to ask you about cross-check as well.
It's in the Nation magazine article.
It's in Rolling Stone as well, but just the degree of voter suppression that they're engaging in. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's it. Well, first of all, let me just say that this fake and false argument that Trump has come up with about 3 to 5 million people who are on the rolls, who are voting, and talking about investigating that. Here we are. We've been fighting against voter suppression, fighting against the fact that they're closing down early voting days, fighting against the fact that people have to travel distances to register to vote, fighting down the fact that they're requiring identification before people can register to vote. And they have the audacity, and he has the audacity, to talk about there's fraud with these illegals and others who are voting to the tune of $3 to $5 million. Well, we're going to press voter suppression. There's some more activity that is going on with the Black Caucus now. They were talking about it last night. Black Caucus is in a retreat. And they were talking about voter suppression and how we have got to insist that this is the issue about voting, not what you're talking about. You're wasting time and money on something that has no basis. But we know, and we can track voter suppression and what happens in these areas where they employ these tactics.
Congresswoman, I wish we have like 20, 30 seconds left. Can tell us what to do. Tell us, lead us, please.
Well, let me just say this. I love the fact that we're rallying, and we're protesting, and we're marching. And I want people to show up. Numbers make a difference. I want people to flood the offices of members of Congress. I want the social media to be alive with all of the texting and tweeting and everything that we can do. Tie these offices up.
Yep.
Make sure that people understand that, you know, our democracy will not by idly and let Trump undo what so many people have sacrificed to.
That's right. To paraphrase Beyonce, who rules the world? Maxine Waters, Congresswoman.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You're so welcome, Stephanie. Looking forward to seeing you.
You too.